The best way to create the future is to create it. The best way to predict the future is to create it. Really, the best way to predict the future is to create it. When you have imagination, when you have dreams, when you have thoughts, when you have visions in your mind of things that you'd like to see accomplished, then your mind has the capacity to go about creating it. Your mind has the capacity to bring it forth out from the invisible into the visible. Because anything that you can think about, you can create. Anything you can predict, you can bring forth by your own attitude, by your own actions, by your own beingness. You can bring it forth. Now, do you want to bring it forth? Well, that's the big question. Millions of entrepreneurs around the world are bringing forth their imagination, are bringing forth their thoughts, their dreams, their aspirations, are bringing forth ideas that they think could be kind of fun to have, could be kind of fun to do. There are people who are, instead of downtrodden by disease, are uplifted. And they say, as one 13-year-old girl said, she had a certain type of cancer, I'm going to find out all about it. I'm going to learn all about it. And so she began to learn all about it. And her teachers were very helpful to her. Her world was very helpful too. She looked up on the internet all the possibilities, and she found all sorts of things that led to understanding the cancer that was invading her body. And once she understood it, she began thinking of all the possible ways that it could be cured, all the possible ways it could be stopped, stemmed, all the possible ways that it could be realized that she is in control and that there is a way that this cancer does not have to eat her up, it does not have to destroy her. And by the time she was in high school, she had created it, and she's the most amazing girl. But she didn't give up. She was the subject of her need. She was the subject. She wanted to predict that she would be without cancer in the future, and she did. Entrepreneurs are doing this all the time. They're coming up with new ways of doing things. It's interesting to see the new Mercedes. It's coming up with a car that drives itself. You merely put in your points of what you want to do, like your flight plan, and the Mercedes takes you wherever it is you want to go. And you don't drive, you don't turn a steering wheel, you don't do anything except put in the points of where you want to go, your flight plan. And then you don't even have windows to look out of. You have a 3D type of a gadget in there that lets you see what's going on around, but you don't even have to see that. And if you want a steering wheel, it'll drop out of the side of the car right into your lap, so that you have a steering wheel. But the purpose of the car is not to be driven, but to drive you safely, perfectly, wonderfully, with all the new ideas that come into car safety. And these new ideas are not only limited to the Mercedes, they're not only limited to many other cars that are coming up with it too, but they're only limited by what your imagination can run away with and fly with and bring forth and bring out into your world. And your imagination can do that. It can do that so wonderfully. But it's up to you whether you want it or not. It's up to you whether you think that'd be fun to have. It's up to you. And when you make that decision, wow, how great it is. How great it is. We look at these young entrepreneurs who are 8, 10, 15 years old, multi-billionaires in their early youth. They come up with an idea that everybody says, oh, don't bother with that. That's impossible. But they didn't even talk to people who thought it was impossible. They only talked to people who thought it was possible. They only talked to people who believed as they believed. They were dreamers. Well, if you're going to be a dreamer, talk to dreamers. They will not necessarily help you with your dream, but they'll help you see that how to dream brings about these things. And when you dream your wildest dream, these things come forth in your life. Early on in our School of the Master, we've been taught that we're to dream our wildest dream. And as we dream our wildest dream comes true. Our wildest dream is revealed to us. We have the idea. We have the concept. We have the thought that it could be done. And then we go out and we find the ways that it can be done. We listen inside of ourselves, because inside of ourselves is that divine course, that divine center that knows all things. And that divine center is waiting to reveal its trick, its imagination, its manner of bringing it forth. And when you bring it forth, what's going to happen? Yep, 600 miles the Mercedes can go without a driver, take you anywhere. It has an electrical system in it that will operate and take you on itself, say, 30 minutes. But it has a regenerative system that regenerates sufficient to take you 600 miles. It keeps on charging the battery. It keeps on charging the system. Now, these engineers who are thinking up this car, they're in their think tank, thinking together, dreaming together, wondering together. They're not predicting what's going to be. They're saying, this is what we want to do, and this is what we're going to do. And then they do it. They don't say, this is impossible. They don't say, this is unreasonable. They take concepts that are so far removed from current use and say, let's make it a current use. Let's make it something we're doing today. Let's make it something that is something real and something imaginable for us. Let's do it now. And then they go and do it. Now you, indeed, you can do that any moment you want. You can do that every day of your life if you choose. And as you let this imagination in you shine forth, as you let this imagination in you beam forth in your life is exciting. Your life is revealing. Your life is imagination par excellence. Everyone has it. The users of it, they're called masters. The users of it, they're called, wow, fantastic. Imagination, wow, wow, wow. And as they do it, they show you and they show me that we too can do it. We too can bring forth these concepts and these ideas, and we too can bring forth these realizations in our world. We too can do it. Now let's do it. Let's do it. Let's show ourselves exactly how we can do it. The best way to predict the future is to create it. And so you create it, and you create uses for it. What we are dreaming of today, tomorrow is our reality. Let's have it be our reality today. What we are dreaming of today will be something that is most commonplace tomorrow. So let's dream it wonderfully today. Let's use it today. Let's enjoy it today. Let's have it be something fantastic in our life today. And as it's something fantastic in our life today, it's something that sets us aglow with imagination, with dreaming that is never going to stop. The best way to predict the future is to create it by our imagination, by our thinking, by our dreaming, by our knowing that within us is the way. And we have that divine genius within us, waiting to shine forth and say, yes, that's what it's all about. Today, you can say, yes, that's what it's all about. Because, yes, that is what it's all about. And when you love yourself, it's so easy to do that. and I know I love you. I love you. I love you.